Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
US forces have launched a new wave of strikes on Iran for the second consecutive day. In a statement, the US Central Command says it has completed its latest round of strikes, targeting Iranian military surveillance capabilities, communication systems, and air defense systems across Iran. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth earlier warned of the impending bombardment on key Iranian facilities.
President Trump said we will be hitting Iran hard, and we will be, because Iran has a chance to make a good deal, a great deal, to codify what they said they've been willing to do, and they haven't been willing to do it.
It follows a series of U.S. strikes against Iran on Wednesday, which Iran responded to with retaliatory strikes launched at Bahrain, Kuwait and Jordan, all of which host U.S. troops. The renewed exchange of fire began after President Trump accused Iran of shooting down a U.S. military helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz. Ahead of the latest round of strikes, Trump said Tehran would pay the price for stalled negotiations.
But we hit them hard yesterday, and we're going to hit them again hard today, in case you miss it, in case you don't turn on your television set. And we'll see what happens with the deal. We were really close to a deal, but they keep tapping us along. They keep playing us for suckers.
The president has since told Fox News that he spoke directly with Iranian officials who requested he stop strikes on the country. Iranian state media has denied the conversation, saying Iran targeted the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Bahrain with drones in response to the latest U.S. attacks. The U.S. says none of the strikes hit their target. Senior Iranian Armed Forces spokesman General Abolfazl Shekarchi vowed earlier Iran would respond forcefully to any aggression from the U.S.
We will never back down in the face of the global system of domination and these devils, especially the cursed Trump and wicked Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. There is no reason for concern. The hand of God is over our heads, praise to Allah, and we are determined to defeat the enemy, and we will, God willing.
Iran's Joint Military Command has now announced the complete closure of the Strait of Hormuz to all vessels. Citing Iran's Revolutionary Guards Navy, Iranian state media has reported two U.S. ships violating the closure have been struck, which the U.S. military denies. U.S. Central Command says commercial ships continue to pass through the strait unhindered. Earlier, President Trump revealed over 100 million barrels of crude oil had passed through the Strait of Hormuz as part of what he called a secret U.S. mission to support oil tankers.
We're taking out millions, which I'm just announcing today for the first time, but we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil, millions of barrels. Every night we took out oil, but now I'm going to tell you because they just figured it out.
President Trump maintains a deal to end the war is close, claiming Iran has agreed not to obtain a nuclear weapon, but a formal agreement is yet to be signed. Meanwhile, the recent escalation in tensions has drawn condemnation from international leaders, including Foreign Minister Penny Wong, who is urging a return to diplomatic negotiations. Ms. Wong is on a visit to Europe and the United Kingdom with Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles, aimed at strengthening international relationships. Speaking alongside UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper, Ms. Wong says the developments in the Middle East highlights the fragile nature of the ceasefire.
Australia continues to support efforts for a negotiated end to the war. We know the ceasefire is fragile, but it must hold and it must continue to be strengthened. Crucially, we all want to see the Strait of Hormuz open and freedom of navigation restored, and we thank the United Kingdom for its leadership there. Australia remains committed to playing our role.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.